welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
Good morning. It's 8:15 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. This is our second hour of Galesburg Live. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us today. Listen in to my normal show if you haven't, Galesburg's Evening News, weeknights from 5 to 6. Although, as I mentioned an hour ago, you might be more encouraged to hear me because I'm on the morning shift for a couple of days next week, so somebody will be filling in for me at night. If that encourages you to listen, I don't know what will. But anyway, we are, as I've mentioned a few times, in a series of interviews this week and next with political candidates. Next week, we will talk with 93rd District State Representative Noreen Hammond and her opponent John Curtis in our 7 to 9 a.m. program here on next Saturday morning. An hour ago, we talked with incumbent Knox County Sheriff David Clegg, and now we're going to talk to his opponent in the November election. He is Kip Canfield. Kip, welcome. Thanks for coming in this morning. Good morning.
Thank you, Will.
Very glad to have you. We'll start out just with background. Much like your opponent, you spent a long time with Galesburg Police.
Right. I was born and raised in Galesburg also, and my dad was a Galesburg police officer and a Knox County Sheriff's deputy. So back in the 50s and 60s and seen it as a child and was interested at a very young age.
Did you feel obligated to kind of carry on the family business, if you will, or did you have designs of doing something else at some point?
No, this is what I always wanted to do. Okay. And I don't know whether it was because of seeing that or whether somewhere at a young age something sent me another direction. But I knew even in high school this is what I was going to do.
Talk about how long you spent with Galesburg Police and what you did.
I actually started my civilian career with Monmouth Police Department as a patrolman and ended up getting hired by Galesburg in 1986 and worked every shift. We originally had started a power shift from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. I worked that shift. I worked third, second, days. And in 2001, I was promoted to the rank of sergeant and then retired from Galesburg PD in August of 2006.
But as I think I know about you, you didn't stay without work for too long.
Right. I retired as I was walking up the stairs, boarding a jet to go to Amman, Jordan to work with Iraqi police.
You did that a couple of times, right?
Right. I spent a year doing that, came back, went to Afghanistan for a year to work with Afghan police, came back. Went another year back into Baghdad to work with Iraqi police again for another year, came back, and then in 2013, again, went back to Afghanistan for another year.
What inspired you to take that route, especially working with police in the Middle East? I can't imagine, and I know you brought this up a little bit in the forum with the NAACP, I can't imagine how unstable and dangerous that situation could be.
I was very blessed to be with military units that unfortunately had served. Some of them were on their third or fourth, fifth tour in Iraq or Afghanistan. So when you're with the best military in the world, you tend to feel safe. Mm. And that's what the military did for me. They got me out to where I had to go to the police stations. They secured me, they housed me, they fed me, they protected me, and then they got me back where I needed to be.
Would you say that those units you work with are better off now than when you first went over there?
Oh, knowledge is good. I mean, when and it's unfortunate that since September 11th, we have young soldiers, and they're not young anymore, that went in after September 11th and have known nothing but war.
Sure.
They train for war, they go to war. They come back home, they train for war, they go to war. And unfortunately, we're seeing some of the costs, not only in deaths, but in mental issues, that when they come back. And it's unfortunate, but it's... I guess the casualty of war is what you can call it.
That's true. Let's continue to talk about your background a little bit here. You're currently with Carl Sandburg College, correct?
Right. I'm the director of public safety and the risk manager.
How different is the aspect of security on a college campus, albeit a community college campus, over a system with a quite extensive geography, all things considered? How different is that versus a police department type setting?
It was basically culture shock for me coming from civilian policing and going into a college environment. And I've talked with several faculty, and they get a chuckle out of it. But faculty is really a strange breed. They think different. They act different. And at the beginning, it was a struggle to get the security mindset into faculty. But I built a relationship with them. They found they can trust me. They found that I have the knowledge to keep them safe, and we've grown leaps and bounds in almost the 6 years that I've been there.
I think I would imagine that you've almost, whether you've wanted to or not, kind of had to change that mindset given some of the tragedies and some of the incidents on school campuses and things like that that have been in national news.
Yes, and that's, even if you would have talked 20 years ago at college or universities about doing active shooter drills, they would have just never even thought that. But we've had a complete staff active shooter drill. We've had a complete faculty active shooter drill out of Carl Sandburg College. And we're kind of in the works trying to get the logistics going for an all-campus, including students, active shooter drill.
Wow.
That, when you look at some of the concerns about doing a complete active shooter drill for the entire campus, a lot of people are concerned with students who suffer from PTSD, some of our veterans.
Sure.
I understand that. And I would venture to say I would think there's more female students that suffer from PTSD due to maybe domestic violence than maybe a combat veteran. So when you try and be sensitive to those issues, but you also have a task to accomplish and that's to keep everybody safe, that's the logistics that we're trying to work through right now.
So you're running for Knox County Sheriff. That said, why would you want to go to that versus leave some of the things that you're working on at Carl Sandburg College?
Well, first off, if I am elected, I truly believe that Carl Sandburg College will seek out the best candidate to take over as director of public safety.
Mm-hmm.
They take that very seriously. They're not just going to throw anybody into that position. So I feel very confident and very comfortable that if I did leave, that would be taken care of and the college would still move on towards security. But saying that, I have missed the total camaraderie that policing gives to you.
Sure.
And I have missed that. And when I was approached because some citizens felt there was a need for a change. And after, like I said at the forum, you know, considerations with my family and friends and coworkers, we decided to go ahead and announce that I would make that run.
I'll ask you then the same sort of thing I asked Sheriff Clegg last hour. I will never understand the need to declare a political party when you're running for an office like sheriff, because ultimately the law is the law and you have to uphold it.
Right. And I would hope, and when I announced in my article, mentioned that I would hope that people would not look at Republican or Democrat on either one of us, but would look at our resumes, would look at what we've done, what we say we can do, and where we plan to take the Sheriff's Department into the future. I would hope people would look at that. And it's unfortunate that in our primary system, a person has to pick a Republican or Democratic ticket to even vote in the primaries.
Mm-hmm.
So when the general election comes, I still had people ask me, well, am I able to vote for you? Because I usually vote Democratic. And, of course, during the general election, you'll see my name, and you'll see Sheriff Clegg's name.
Yeah, just because you vote Democrat or Republican doesn't mean that you'll only see Democrat or Republican names on the on the general election ballot.
Right. You get a total ballot, and you'll see every name. And I've hoped people have done their homework. I hope people have done their research. And that's what I said about the debate, the forum, that that's a very important part of the political process because it educates voters on a very simple basis.
Yeah. We're talking with Kip Canfield, who's running for Knox County Sheriff. He is listed on the ballot as a Republican. Again, not that that should matter to you when you decide on who to vote for, either now or on Election Day. But I also should say that I've intended for these 2 hours to be sort of a conversation and not sort of perhaps a confrontational type thing, and hopefully not even the same types of questions would show up necessarily, but this one is one of those. How do you see the Knox County Sheriff's Department operating as compared to the Galesburg Police Department? Are they two differently operated organizations as you see it?
Well, they definitely, I think, have two different geographical areas, of course. Yeah. But Galesburg is a part of Knox County. So, you know, it's basically the same command structure. It's basically the same layout as far as personnel goes. Galesburg has patrolmen. Sheriff's Department has deputies. Both have investigators. Both have captains, lieutenants, sergeants. One has a chief. The other has a sheriff. So the hierarchy and the structure is basically the same. But how you approach certain things are different, I think, between a municipality and a sheriff's department.
How would you say the approach is or should be different?
The sheriff's department, because you do have several municipalities in the county that have their own police department. But there are rural areas that have a different crime set that the sheriff's department definitely deals with different than a city police department.
What would you say, from an overall perspective, crime-wise, is the biggest issue in this area? Is it guns? Is it drugs? Is it both of those? Or is it something else?
I think when you have one, you probably have the other. Mm-hmm. If you have drugs, there's probably a gun there. And what was brought up during the forum was a concern for some drug or some weapons, gun violence during some events in the city of Galesburg in railroad days.
Yeah.
I think you've seen an issue between two groups and a gun was pulled and shots were fired. Mm-hmm. I think that's how those acts just happen, that for some reason a guy thought he had to bring a gun to a family affair, and that's when you have the violence happen.
How do you try to solve that or at least lessen its impact from your perspective?
Well, when you look at a big event like that, it's got to come down to police presence. And I know Galesburg does a great job. I mean, I've worked several railroad days, but you also have, you know, community festivals in Abington or, you know, the county fair. When we talk about the overtime budget being outrageous, and it's a large number, but when you need to keep the public safe and you have a large amount of public gathered at one event, there needs to be a large police presence.
Mm-hmm. Overtime obviously has been brought up in terms of some of the, frankly, in my opinion, ridiculousness that's gone on at the county level with the time clock issue or the need for overtime in the sheriff's department. And I know, as you mentioned, there have been times where overtime has been definitely needed in Galesburg Police as well. Do you see a way to lessen that need for overtime or time and a half or what have you, or is it just going to be at some point sort of a necessary evil? And I ask that because, again, while these are law enforcement agencies, they're also taxpayer-supported right. law enforcement agencies.
Right. And overtime is always going to be an issue. But I think it can be controlled more by when there is a vacancy, fill that vacancy. Mm-hmm. Don't wait. If you can't find quality candidates, you have to go find them. You have to go to job fairs. You have to go to universities, colleges that have a large criminal justice program. Western is one of them. Carl Sandburg College is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that people will not come unless you go get them. And the way to get them is to present yourself in a professional manner at these job fairs and get them.
I've heard it said, though, and it was even said this morning, again, not that I wanted to spend any time having one person respond to what another person said, because in this format, that's kind of a disadvantage, but police departments have been in the news all over the country in the last several years, and they've not always had a positive light shown on them, and maybe that's impacted people wanting to become a deputy or a police officer. Does some of that come into play, though, that maybe just not as many people want to become cops anymore?
Well, I agree with that fact that police have been portrayed as really kind of the bad guy.
Yeah.
But when you build trust between the community and law enforcement, those issues will improve. And if you're looking locally, that's what we want. We want qualified candidates to come locally. And when we begin to build trust again with the citizens, when we begin to build trust again to where law enforcement is put back at a higher level, then I would hope that candidates would see that and inspire to go to a higher level, to take law enforcement higher than what it used to be when I started.
Do you think, by and large, here in this area, people trust law enforcement, whether it be Galesburg Police, the Sheriff's Department, or the departments in Abingdon or Williamsfield or East Galesburg or Knoxville?
I think that people trust their law enforcement, mm-hmm. but on a national level, I think they're seeing what's happening. And I think through maybe a trickle-down effect, they think that it affects local law enforcement. And I don't necessarily agree with that. But there are, like Sheriff Clegg said, mandated training sessions that have been brought forth that I would hope would instill the trust back into police. And whether they trust their local police or even see on national news what they consider to be an untrustworthy department, that would be communicated into the local law enforcement and let those issues be addressed and let those issues be brought to light. And we can talk about those things.
We'll talk more about those things and some other issues here after a break. We're talking with Kip Canfield, who is running for Knox County Sheriff. Good morning. It's 8:38 at WGIL. Galesburg Live continues on this Saturday morning. I'm Will Stevenson. So glad you're with us. We are talking politics, well, sort of today, but definitely next week as we're talking to candidates for office over the next 2 weeks. This week, it's the candidates for Knox County Sheriff, and we will have both our conversation with Sheriff David Clegg and with Kip Canfield. Both of those will be online at WGIL. If you missed any part of this, you can go back and listen to it at some point after 9 o'clock this morning, and we can get it online. You are still welcome. There's still a few minutes where you can go to our Facebook page. I neglected to mention this last hour, and post a question if you have one. And I'll try to ask Kip that here through the course of this hour. But we don't have any of those questions at this moment, so I'll continue on here. If elected, what do you see as job one in the Sheriff's Department for you, Kip?
Well, as we had talked in the forum, I think you're going to see a change just in appearance. I plan to be a uniformed-wearing sheriff, plan to have a marked vehicle, and will be out patrolling, getting out, talking to the community, meeting with groups. I think that's one thing you'll see. Second thing is really need to look at the overtime budget and try and get that under control.
Do you see being able to spend a lot of time out in the field, out either patrolling or wearing a uniform or driving around the communities you serve? I always see kind of those posts as a lot, maybe unnecessarily so, administrative, in that, you know, you're having to do paperwork or going to meetings or going to training sessions or going to the state capitol for some reason or another. How much time realistically do you think you see yourself being out like that?
I truly see a 50-50 split. Mm-hmm. There are, I know, committees or boards here locally that have a sheriff's representative on it, and you will see me at those, or at least a representative. I'm not a big fan of committees or organizations that would take me outside Knox County. I believe that being elected as the Knox County Sheriff that I need to be in Knox County to do that job.
Even despite things like, for example, the chiefs of police or the law enforcement training board or things of that nature, you don't see necessarily being maybe as involved as other sheriffs have?
Well, if you look at the mobile training units that train for the county of Knox, yes. Because actually a chief and a sheriff is required to have 20 hours of training a year.
Yeah.
So to get that training, sometimes, yes, you're going to have to leave the county. And there is times that you may be called to Springfield to testify before a committee or something. Yes, of course. But if it really has no bearing on bringing something to Knox County, I don't see a need to be on something like that.
Talk about the relationship between the sheriff's department, and I guess maybe I did just ask this sort of before the break, between the sheriff's department and, let's say, Galesburg Police. How do you see that working now, and how do you see changing that one way or another, or would you need to if you're elected?
I would like to see, and not only with Galesburg, but with any city that has a police department in the county, that somehow we come up with maybe a shared training budget line, mm-hmm. shared training that any city that has schools in it, that we're a small enough county that we can get to any city in this county in just a few moments if there's an emergency. But if Galesburg doesn't know what Williamsfield school system looks like, they're going to be no use. So the training between departments needs to be a priority because we don't live in the same world we lived in 20, 25, 30 years ago. It's changed. So we need to either conform to those changes or be left in the dust.
How has law enforcement changed from your perspective in the last couple of decades since you first became an officer?
It's gotten more violent.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that in the schools, in mass shootings. You know, it's unfortunate that unless there's four or five killed in a mass shooting, it usually doesn't even make the front page anymore. And I don't think we've become desensitized. I think it's just happening so much that it's back news sometimes. So you need to keep that training in front of officers. You need to keep the citizens involved in what we're doing to keep them safe. And it takes, truly, it takes a village to do that. And all of Knox County needs to be plugged into how we as law enforcement can keep people safe.
Does that include more community involvement? And if so, how? And I ask that because I can imagine that there's maybe a certain part of the population that might be willing and ready to go and help when there's a situation that calls for it. But then there might be groups of people that would just want to sit back and let law enforcement do their job and just trust that they're doing their job.
Well, we've had neighborhood watch groups for years.
Yeah.
You want to get people involved with their agencies, with their law enforcement agencies, get neighborhood watch groups working. Go meet with those groups. Bring them into the police departments, into the sheriff's departments. Listen to them. Train them. We had community emergency response teams in the city of Galesburg.
Yeah.
Use them. Get those groups going again. They're more eyes. They're pro-police. They want to help the cities. They want to get criminals behind bars, and they know that they have to support the police. But you, once again, have to go out and find those folks.
Something I just thought of here, and hopefully I explain this so that it makes sense, because if anybody knows me knows sometimes this sounds much better in my head than it comes out of my mouth. But when you mention, like, for example, maybe Galesburg Police having at some point a familiarity with maybe a Williamsfield High School, let's say. If there was a situation, a serious situation, or say there was maybe an active shooter situation at a school in the district or in the county, something like that, is it better to have something like an agency like Galesburg and other agencies go to that scene, or should they stay back here and protect something like that from spreading here? How do you see that working, and how should that work?
Well, you wouldn't see
that. Did that even make sense, by the way?
That made sense, but you wouldn't see every Galesburg police sure. officer responding to any given incident anywhere in the county. But by cold training, at least they would have a familiarity. And we've done it when I was on Galesburg PD. We had plans for every school. If something happened, those would be opened and a plan would be made and you would act quickly. So, but if you don't do that with other agencies, you're in the dark and you're better off, yes, just staying in Galesburg or what other city we were looking to draw from.
Imagine I think perhaps both unfortunate and maybe scary that maybe we have to think about these sorts of things now than maybe we even had to, you know, 10 to 20 years ago.
Right. And you're seeing our young people more violent.
Yeah.
And
why do you think that is?
I think the mental health issues. Yeah. I think that it's so overwhelming that the professionals aren't catching them at a young age because they're not identified as that. We have so many young people on medications that I think we're setting ourselves up for an adult that can't function.
That's true. We're talking with Kip Canfield. He's running for Knox County Sheriff. I'll go ahead and take my last break here, and then we'll have a few more questions and a few more minutes. Again, you can go to our Facebook page if you have a question. Hurry, act now. Time is limited, as they say, for questions for Kip Canfield, running for Knox County Sheriff. This is Galesburg Live. Eight and a half minutes before 9 o'clock. This is Galesburg Live on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson with you this week and next with Galesburg Live. Next week, we'll be talking to the candidates for state representative in the 93rd District, John Curtis at 7:15, and incumbent state representative Noreen Hammond at 8:15. So listen in next Saturday morning, please and thank you. But stay tuned here. We have a few more minutes with Kip Canfield, retired Galesburg police sergeant in charge of security and other duties at Carl Sandburg College, looking to be your next Knox County sheriff in the November election. How would you kind of, and I know this is probably a bit unfair as sort of an outsider looking in, but how do you see the, outside of the issue of overtime and things like that, how do you see the department running now versus some of your experience, and how do you think that can be improved upon?
The jailers, the road deputies, the courthouse security are doing an exemplary job.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there is a leadership issue that will change if I'm elected. I think that's one of the big things that we'll be heading into if I'm elected.
How do you that might, it sounds like, as the case with any sort of, you know, department or law enforcement agency or even an office job, when there's a change in leadership, that might upset the apple cart, if you will. How do you stem something like that if you're elected? How do you kind of maybe instill in some of the employees that, you know, hey, you've got a new boss, but I'm okay too?
I think from being in law enforcement, I've been in law enforcement for 35 years. I think if you look and act like one of the officers, you're going to get that respect that mm-hmm. I will do what needs to be done. I know that you will do what needs to be done, and I'm here to work with you and for you, and that trust can be placed by just that simple issue.
How long, if you're elected, do you see yourself serving? Do you plan on serving one term, more than one term, till the job's done, if you will? Or how do you see that?
I really don't know. I mean, you got 4 years to think about what the next term might be. I wouldn't even want to answer that until I'm elected. I mean, right now the key is to get elected.
One of the things, and again, this wasn't my intent in setting up this conversation. Both you and Sheriff Clegg have talked about, you know, gun crimes and drugs and things like that. But I want to get your perspective on another issue he saw having to spend, his department having to spend a lot of time on, and that's maybe some of these internet-based crimes or crimes against youth that may be, you know, like trafficking or internet-based child pornography, right, those sorts of things. He suggested that that's taken a surprising amount of time and dedication and manpower on. From a criminal standpoint, do you see that as being a big concern or less of a concern, or how do you see that?
Well, absolutely. If it affects our children, mm-hmm, then it affects the entire community and it affects law enforcement. I know Galesburg has the same type of person involved in internet crimes. I would have those investigators and the investigators at Knox County Sheriff's Department to team up. And there's no sense in trying to reinvent the wheel when departments are already doing that. Get together and make the job a little easier and a little less time-consuming when you get with other departments.
It's probably also not fair to ask you this of this way, but I'll try it anyway. Either in your time with Galesburg Police or with Carl Sandburg College here, kind of thinking back on that, would you... are there things you would have done differently in those regards in terms of crime fighting or security issues? Or do you think you've done mostly what you feel you've needed to do in those roles?
Well, I think on the Galesburg Police Department, when I got promoted, of course, I was put into the staff and services area, which I really didn't want to be in. I wanted to be a street supervisor, which I was a little bit. But when I look back on my time in staff and services and the time in training, we did a lot of good stuff. We enhanced Neighborhood Watch. We enhanced Crime Stoppers. We started the Citizens Emergency Response Teams, mm-hmm, that went to almost a state level of its own conferences that I spoke at. We were one of the original groups that started community emergency response teams right after September 11th. And when we hosted that first program, we had 150 citizens show up for that.
It's got to be quite gratifying.
It was a huge event.
Yeah.
And they still talk about community emergency response teams. But you have to get those things going back again. That's what I was saying. You have to get the communities involved in programs that shed a light on law enforcement in a good way.
How do you change your mindset going into a job that you said within staff and services in Galesburg Police that at first you didn't even want? How do you change your mindset to make it work?
I made it work because I knew that was the job I was placed in, mm-hmm, and that's the job that was important at that time, and I agree with that. You give me a task, I will do it to the best of my ability. I won't shirk it. I won't try and go another way. That was my job, and I did it.
All right, I have 1 minute, so let me give you one final chance here to kind of appeal to the voters. Why should they elect you?
I have 35 years of policing experience, whether it's international, whether it's local. I have the experience as far as command, as far as leadership. Like I said in the forum, I know how to run budgets. I'm a leader. I think that when you do like an Omar Bradley, they called him the soldier's general. Mm. And I think you will look at myself as the deputy sheriff that fights for his men, trains his men, and leads his men. And I think when you look at that, I would hope that people would say the Knox County Sheriff's Department will go in a different direction. New blood brings new ideas. And that's what I'm hoping for in November.
Chip Canfield, thank you, and best of luck heading into the election.
Thank you.